becoming committed to a team. A mentor of mine said something that became part of my own personal code. He said that one of the keys to mastery is surrounding yourself with those who ask more of you than you do. Do you have friends who give you a boost when you need it, who are willing to kick you in the behind when you start letting yourself and others down? Surrounding yourself with those kinds of teammates is the fastest way to change your life and your stats. As a team member, you have to know the team's got your back. Calling each other is the highest form of accountability. By entering into the contract of a code of honor, you're making a commitment to each other that you won't let yourself or your team down, and you'll do what it takes so that that team can accomplish its mission successfully. Ask yourself how committed you and your team are to each other. People these days are always jumping from one team to another, from one job to another to find a better salary, a better opportunity, but they don't realize that without sticking with something and becoming committed wholeheartedly to it, they won't improve, and neither will the team. It's important to find that out. When I got my first job in sales, I made a commitment to myself that I would stick with it for 3 to 5 years no matter what. I wanted to learn to sell, and I knew that if I didn't really give myself that chance, I'd never know what I could have gotten out of it or how successful I could have been. Sure, there were better products and better commission plans, but it wasn't about that. It was about building discipline without distractions, being able to stand in the heat of any challenge that would come my way, and simply squeezing the most value I could from the training, experience, and mentorship that was available. You have to demand the behavior you want for yourself. You also have to demand it of others, otherwise you're left holding the bag. And I'm sure you know what that's like. Why in the world would you demand less of others than you demand of yourself? That is being cheap and even treasonous to you and the team. If someone breaches a commitment he or she has made to the team, it's got to be called. And when someone is living up to a commitment, you have to acknowledge it. If you do that, the energy goes up, commitment goes up, performance and speed go up, and it gets really, really fun. Loyalty. When I talk about codes of honor, enforcing codes, being accountable, and making commitments, some people respond with, "Why does it have to be so hard? It sounds like you're trying to run everything like a football team or the military." That's not what I'm talking about. The truth is that when the boundaries are tight, it makes it much safer to bounce all over the place inside those boundaries. People feel free to speak their minds, think out of the box, celebrate wins, acknowledge and thank each other, and be honest. And when those things happen, it creates an air of electricity, fun, and passion. If you don't have loyalty with your friends or your teammates, demand it. And above all, demand loyalty of yourself. Be loyal to your word and be loyal to those important people in your life. Set examples that send a message about who you are. If you as a parent tell your 8-year-old that you'll be home at 5 p.m. to play basketball with him, but you decide that it would be more fun to stop at the pub on the way home for a few beers, where's your loyalty? What are you telling him? What has your 8-year-old just learned about you and about loyalty? In the workplace, people tend to take care of themselves first, as I've said before. Many codes of honor have a rule that says, be loyal to the team. It's a great rule, but what does it really mean? Let's say you have a customer service representative handling a complaint from a customer on the phone over one of the company's policies. Perhaps the customer service rep feels she's being loyal to the customer when she says to them, "I know you're right, and that's what I told them, the company, but they never listened to me. I'm sorry. I did what I could." When that customer hangs up the phone, what do you think they're thinking? The customer service person was trying to be nice, but what she did was stab the team in the back in that attempt. The customer's probably thinking, "Boy, that place is really messed up. Their own people are turning on each other." Stand united with your team. Don't hang your team's dirty laundry for all to see. That's not what loyalty is all about. Even if you disagree with the system, a rule, or a policy, you remain loyal to it until things change from within. That's not to say that you shut your mouth, follow blindly, and disregard your feelings, but you fight for change internally. No freelancing or going out on your own. You work with the team, not against it. If you don't do that, nobody wins. Remember, the whole reason for all of this is that in moments of pressure, intelligence is low. When a team is under stress, when the chips are down, do they remain loyal? Acknowledge the heck out of loyalty, especially in the face of temptation. And if you don't get loyalty, demand it. It's easy these days to be disloyal to a team if you find a better offer somewhere else. But I'll tell you, it warms my heart when someone tells me he or she has stayed put because they feel a sense of loyalty. That brings a team together. And if that happens on my team, there's nothing I won't do for that person. In the final analysis, just follow these simple rules to ensure accountability, commitment, and loyalty.